Hi, everybody. Secret Subject here, and this is a little Halloween story for you. Now, I wonder if you can imagine a dark night and an empty street. You're walking home on Hallow's Eve, minding your own business when you start to notice something odd. The streetlights seem to flicker. You think nothing of this and keep walking. Of course, you think, I must be imagining things. You continue down the street, listening so intently to the sound of your own footsteps, feeling the cold autumn breeze across your face when suddenly you hear a whisper behind you. You stop in your tracks and turn around. Nothing's there. Maybe it's all in your mind. You start walking faster this time, unable to escape the notion that someone is watching you, stalking you, like prey. As your footsteps quicken, you notice a few of the streetlights turn off completely, almost as if they're trying to conceal something in the shadows of the night. Under the cloak of darkness, anything could happen to you. All of a sudden, you see a shape at the end of the street. A tall, mysterious woman, pale in the moonlight. Your heart seems to pound in your chest, a mixture of fear, anticipation, and curiosity. Who is this woman, and why does her presence give you these feelings? Why is she standing in the middle of the street, alone on this night? Her arm outstretched and seems to be beckoning you towards her. You stop in your tracks, unsure about this figure. Why would she call you to her? A stranger who she's never met. You turn around to check that you are in fact alone, which you are. You feel the fear almost paralyzing you to the spot. That's when you turn and notice her eyes. Red eyes, glowing in the streetlight. You stare into them and feel yourself unable to turn away, mesmerized, captivated, entranced by them. You feel a wave of helplessness wash through you as she starts to move closer and closer towards you with every step. You feel a sense of pleasurable fear intensify, your heart pounding so fast you feel as if it could explode. You try to close your eyes for a second, but as you do, you notice they're unable to close. They're locked so tightly onto her stare until she and you are face to face. She places a pale, grey hand upon your cheek, and you're frozen in place. Her cold hand upon your face, she smiles at you. And that's when you notice them. Two pearly white fangs. You know exactly what she is. A vampire. Zesolite, she hisses. You will be my next victim. You now know you're helpless to stop her, as her simple smile changes into a wicked, toothy grin. She has you ensnared in her trap, and all along had you pegged for her next feed. You'll see, I've been watching you as you walked. I followed you here. Down the street, cast my spell upon your helpless and feeble mind, and now I will feed on your blood and make you my filling, an obedient slave. And with that, you feel a sharp pain in your neck, two pricks as her teeth pierce the flesh, followed by a wave of submissive pleasure as she starts to drain your blood. Your will and your mind. You're helpless to do anything but go with your emotions as she takes control of you. With each pulse of your heart, you feel her control take hold, your mind swimming in the bliss that each suck on your neck brings you. And just like that, she stops, and your legs start to feel weak as she holds you upright. She brings her eyes back to yours, and she says, "And now, I have fed off you. You are mine." And with that, she takes your hand and leads you off into the shadows, into a life as a helpless servant, her plaything to do with as she pleases. The end. Happy Halloween, everybody.